2. Memory. The women have a lot to talk about. They remember their homes and dinners they made. Eva Schultzeva, age 12, from a poem written in the Terezin concentration camp. When Abi Millard was 4, her mother, Dawn, started to notice that she was acting strangely at mealtimes. Abi seldom seemed hungry, and she often put her fork down after a bite or two. Though generally happy and well-behaved, Abi was, in Dawn's words, a nightmare when the family went out to eat with friends, messing around and not eating her dinner. They took her to the doctor, who diagnosed congenital anosmia, an inability to smell, which also means an inability to taste food properly, given that almost all of what we call taste is really flavour perception through the nose. To consider anosmia is to see how central food memories are, both to the way we learn to eat and to the way we relate to the world. When I met her, Abi Millard was 9. In most respects, she is a self-assured, happy girl. She likes swimming and taekwondo. She lives with her mum and dad in a rural village and goes to the local primary school. Yet her experience of life is different from most. Without the ability to smell or perceive flavour, Abi experiences food more or less as pure texture. Blindfolded, she can't tell the difference between hummus and strawberry yogurt. Salad leaves tickle her throat and tomatoes are slimy, though she will eat broccoli and carrots and peas. She has few of the drives that motivate most people to seek out certain beloved foods, because she lacks the memories that would make her expect them to be rewarding. Dawn says Abi lacks any real enjoyment in food, except for one time when they were out at a restaurant and Abi, eating a gammon ham steak, said it was lovely, perhaps because it was intensely salty. Abi can detect strong concentrations of salt or sugar on her tongue, but without any of the flavour nuances. Dawn worries that when Abi is grown up, she may forget to eat. The condition is...